State lawmakers passed their first funding bill to address the aftermath of Helene yesterday. Colin Campbell has more on what the money will cover and how the state is gearing up to hold elections in a disaster zone.
The bill takes more than $250 million from the state's rainy day fund to help with some of the initial needs in western North Carolina. Representative Jennifer Balcom, a Republican from Henderson County, got emotional as she described the tough task ahead in her corner of the state.
We're strong, we're resilient, we will rebuild, absolutely. And a lot of times we hate asking for help. I know that myself. And I promised I wasn't going to cry. But people are still needing help even though they don't ask for it. And this is just a start. This is a start to help get people what they need.
Much of the funding in the bill will help government agencies apply for and match federal recovery money. A $16 million allocation will help local school districts continue to pay their nutrition staff while schools are closed. The bill also extends the current state of emergency declaration until March. Senator Michael Lee says the bill also helps public schools by allowing them calendar flexibility to avoid makeup days from extended closures.
We're also going to allow for additional remote instruction that hopefully will help. We're going to allow teachers and school employees to be paid for scheduled instructional days missed due to Hurricane Helene. I'm sure some of you have heard about that.
The bill also includes $5 million for voter education and outreach. That outreach will be needed as the legislation expands a state board of elections policy that allows polls to be moved in 25 affected counties, according to Senate Leader Phil Berger.
The hurricane has dealt a serious blow to what may very well be the ability to conduct elections in the disaster-related counties. And so the State Board of Elections made a good effort at helping address those problems.
One provision would allow state employees to serve as fill-in poll workers without having to use their time off from work. Voters in the affected counties will also have the option to turn in absentee ballots in any county across the state, but registration and ballot deadlines won't be extended. The Republican lawmakers who spoke during Wednesday's press conference largely avoided criticizing the initial response from state and federal agencies. That's even as the GOP's embattled candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, has been calling the response, quote, abysmal during campaign events and blaming Governor Roy Cooper. Republican Representative Mark Pless of Haywood County says he's heard concerns about the initial state and federal government response in his community, but it's not yet time to assess the response and cast blame.
I'm concerned, just like everyone else, that we didn't do everything correct. I'm not going to dismiss everything I've heard as being misinformation, but I am going to say there's a time and there is a place for us to figure out what went wrong.
Senator Julie Mayfield, a Democrat from Asheville, praised the government's response so far.
The first couple of days were terrifying because things weren't coming. But then they did start to come. And the National Guard is there pulling people out of houses. And that's still happening. Still happening. FEMA shows up, and despite what you read on the internet and don't believe any of it, FEMA is everywhere. The resources they bring are just unreal to me.
While lawmakers hadn't been scheduled to come back until November, they're now scheduling an October 24th session to pass a second round of storm recovery funding. Berger said the $250 million in this week's legislation is just a fraction of what North Carolina will ultimately spend on recovery, but legislators are awaiting further action at the federal level.
We don't want to get too far ahead of the federal government on that because we don't want to supplant those federal dollars with state dollars if we're not required to.
The bill also acknowledges that Helene wasn't the only natural disaster to hit North Carolina this fall. It sets up a new recovery fund for the storm that led to major flooding in Brunswick County in the Carolina Beach area in September, although it says a dollar figure for that will be set after damage assessments are complete. A similar provision will address a tornado that hit Rocky Mount during Helene, damaging buildings and causing injuries. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.